Hey legends, Fraser Brooks here, coming to you today from Dubai, and I'm super excited to announce that I'm right next to my friend Giordano Carretta. Did I say it right?
Good job.
Perfetto. Perfetto. So how you doing, buddy?
Great, how are you?
Yeah, doing good. How would I say it? Molto bene.
Molto bene.
Molto bene. I got it wrong. All right, it's my favorite language. I think Italian is just one of my favorite languages. I think it's so funny. Your accent's incredible. But the majority of Italians that I meet with will say like, Fraser, hello, how are you doing? It's so cool. I hope that's not offensive, by the way. So Giordano is here in Dubai, and I could not let him leave Dubai without getting him on the podcast and getting him on the YouTube channel and all that fun stuff. So if you are watching on the YouTube channel, do us a favor, smash the thumbs up and subscribe. There we go. Look at that. You know, it's one of these, the Italian version.
Thumbs up or hands up, whatever you want.
Whatever, right? Hit the thumbs up for one of those, right? Do that, and then also smash the subscribe button. And if you're watching on the podcast, do us a favor, take a screenshot of what you see on your device right now and post it onto your Instagram stories. Tag me at Fraser Brooks Online and tag Gio at, what's yours, at?
Giordi Roma.
Oh, good luck. So I'm going to say that's GIORDYROMA.
Perfect. You're a pro.
No, come on, man. I stalk you, that's why. It's easy to be a pro when you stalk someone, right? So tag me at Fraser Brooks Online and tag GIORDYROMA, right? You're going to get value. He's cool. He documents his life really, really well. So, yeah, and even better from moments on from now. Right, so let's start with your story. Always a good place to start. What were you doing before network marketing?
Well, before network marketing, I was actually living in Italy. So I was born and raised in Rome, and I moved to United States in 2012. I just moved out of Italy because my dream was to play soccer. My whole life, I played soccer like for 20 years. I got injured. I couldn't play anymore. So I didn't want to go to school, get a degree, and become, you know, like a lawyer or dentist or anything like that. So I'm like, let me go to United States and see what else I can do. Yeah. And obviously, it wasn't as easy as I thought. So when I arrived to the U.S., I barely spoke English. I still have trouble right now.
No, it's good. I think it's great.
I barely spoke English. I didn't know anybody. I didn't have any money in my savings. I didn't go to college, you know, and I'm like, what do I do? You know, what do I do? Like, and I start applying for all these Italian restaurants, even if I never worked in restaurants before. So I made like a kind of like a fake resume, you know, like, hey, I work in the best restaurant. But when they try me, they're like, dude, you cannot even carry a plate.
Yeah.
So like I found a guy that's like, listen, I'm going to help you, but I can't put you as a server. So like just clean the restaurant, you know, the floor, the toilets. I literally started like that. Then eventually I became a busboy like a few months later. Wow. And then a server, I learned, you know, the job. And then I also coached soccer for like 5 years.
Nice.
That was my passion. So like I wanted to give back to the kids. Mm-hmm. I got the license. But the problem with that is that after 3 years living that life, I found myself like away from my family. You know, I was working Monday to Sunday. Like I only had half day off because I was either like in the trainings or at the restaurant, lunch, dinner, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, holidays, all the days, you know. And I couldn't get it to the end of the month because Orange County, California is one of the most expensive places, probably.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're in Dubai, so like, one of the most expensive places. So it was very hard for me to get by. And in 3 years living that life, I found myself like literally with no more money. I borrowed money from everybody. I got into $30,000 in debt in only 3 years living in California because I couldn't afford a lot of stuff.
Wow.
And I didn't want to tell my parents how much debt I had because they told me, what's the point? Is the point of debt to make money or to lose money,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I had like literally months where I couldn't put food in my fridge. I didn't want to tell my parents. And like, I remember some of the parents of the kids that I was coaching, they literally just by looking at me, they're like, Gio, I don't know, you need something. Take this check, pay your bills, whatever. Because I was like, I was not doing good. Let's say that.
Mm-hmm.
I was not doing good. And then in 2015, I think like God answered to my prayers because it's kind of funny how I got involved in network marketing. But I actually met a random girl on Tinder. And it's a true story. And I end up at a presentation on network marketing. So that's how I began my journey. That's when I met one of my best friends, Colton, which if you're watching, what's up, Colton?
Yeah.
I connect with him. And that's when I started my journey in 2015. And since then, I've been doing network marketing. So I was able to you know, within 2 years of doing this part-time, because I had two jobs at first. So I pay off all my debt, you know, I quit my jobs, I start traveling. I went to Italy like 8 times in 22 months. Yes, my mom told me, I see more you that you live in the other side of the world than your brothers that live around the corner because they're working all the time. So I built the largest team in Italy in my company. And, you know, this is my 7th time in Dubai. So it's, we just like purchased our first real estate investment here. It's like, I still had to realize that this is a real life and it's not a dream.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of like my story a little
bit. But like, so I want to talk about your injury in soccer. When you got injured and realized that that's going to be a problem, what was the mindset? Was it like, because back then before it was network marketing, so maybe without personal development, was there a level of frustration, anger, like, why me? Like, was that a problem? Because I know when I've been injured over the past, and guys, for those who are listening, I've not been like professional at anything apart from network marketing. But like, whenever I got injured, I'd always get super frustrated of like, well, it's, you know, it's not going to happen for me. So what was that like?
To be honest, like, I had like some of the darkest moments of my life after my injury, because like, I did not, like, I knew I was born to do something big, because like, I train every day to be a professional soccer player.
Right.
I went to a different school just because the soccer field was next to it. I trained every single day, and I actually almost made it to the professional level right before I got injured. And then it was for me like the world fell on me, you know? And I didn't want to do anything else. I got very depressed, frustrated for like years. I didn't go to school for 2 years. I didn't, you know, like, I bailed school for 2 years in a row. Like, I finished school like 2 years later than my friends because I was like so depressed. I didn't want to do anything else, you know? You know, I'm not gonna share all my darkest moment, but let's say I had really like 3 or 4 dark years. But then and that's when I started deciding to like move away from Italy, because all I could think was like soccer. I'm like, if I'm here, I need to go away and reset my life and see who I really am, because I know I'm born to do something big, and I'm not gonna give up. Like, my, you know, one of my mottos is like, I either make my dreams come true or I die trying. Like, I'm gonna pursue my dreams. I know how to do something big. I don't know what.
But you change your environment.
Like, I changed my environment.
You change your environment. And you put yourself in an environment that, because if you weren't in California, this Tinder situation wouldn't have happened, would it?
No, I mean, absolutely.
It feels weird to say that, by the way. Like, you know, you wouldn't be, if you didn't go to California, you wouldn't have been on Tinder, or you wouldn't be active on Tinder. But hey, it served you well.
Yeah.
So you're in this presentation in 2015, and it's. By the way, guys, it's very hard sometimes when you ask someone questions about the beginning of the career, because we're so excited in the moment we are right now that we sometimes forget. So, like, I haven't told him anything about what we're talking about today. Literally, we're going to ask about your story and then maybe a couple of things. That was it. No questions, no nothing. That's kind of my style. Do you remember the point of the presentation where you thought, I'm doing this? Was it just because you were like, I've just got to do this anyway because I've got no other choice? Was it like you heard something and you were like, oh, was it you saw Colton and just thought he's a Greek, you know, a Greek god or an Italian god or some sort of god, and like, I want to be like him? What was it? Can you remember? Because
yeah.
It's not always easy to remember what it was that made us go, oh.
I think, you know, obviously I really like the presentation, I like the product, I like the compensation plan. But my first question was like, how someone like me can be successful in this, where I only know to play soccer and I don't have any experience. But the thing that really made me like believe in myself, it was actually Colton, that the end of the presentation, he was the first time he met me, and it's like, when I share my story that I was from Italy, I'm like, actually, there's nobody in our company doing this in Italy. And if you learn how to do this and you bring this to Italy, you're gonna be the number one income earner. You're gonna be the first Italian. And he basically painted the vision for me. And I think that's the biggest thing that like successful people have, is that paint the vision for other people. They believe in yourself before you believe in yourself, you know?
There's a great, for those of you guys watching this, there's one of my favorite movie scenes is from a movie called A Star Is Born. So in that, and just go onto YouTube and just type in Lady Gaga on stage, Star Is Born scene, and you'll know it. So when you're watching this movie scene, I want you to imagine that Bradley Cooper, who's like the singer, guitar guy, he's your upline, and Lady Gaga is the downline. Just watch it from that moment onwards, and it's a great story of, you need sometimes, if not all the time, you need someone to believe in you more than you believe in yourself.
Correct.
And, you know, show you, like, no, you are going to be the top income earner. Because if you just heard that, if you were walking down the street and someone said, hey, mate, you're going to be the top income earner in Italy in this company, you'd be like, all right, whatever. and you wouldn't pay attention to it. But when someone's being sincere, and Colton, again, Colton's incredible, and he does everything from sincerity, and like he's just super genuine, and you can tell he means it.
Yes.
The network marketing haters would be like, oh, you've been brainwashed, you know? Mm-hmm. But no, he's just a cool guy. So from 2015, you go to this presentation, you get the money together to join.
Mm-hmm.
Was it kind of, you had no other option but make it work? Or like how has the process gone for you? Like what's been that story from when you joined to now?
At first, you know, like I didn't know how hard it was gonna be because mm-hmm. like my first year, like I was already in $30,000 in that. I made another $5,000 that, so mm-hmm. I was like, I couldn't even afford the monthly payment first. I'm like, I gotta make it work. And I did something even crazier that I don't recommend to anyone, by the way. I quit the restaurant. So I was working at a restaurant and as a soccer coach. And I'm like, if I quit the restaurant, I'm going to have a lot more time for this. And the salary mm-hmm. as a soccer coach was not even covering the rent. So I'm like, okay, let's go. Like, I just need a little bit of money to cover part of the rent. The rest, I'm going to make it with network mm-hmm. marketing. And next thing you know, my first year, I made zero money, like in the business, and that's what I really struggled.
Right.
And everybody told me, like, you gotta quit. This is not gonna work. You see, mm-hmm. like, network marketing is a scam. But I just like, for me, it's like all the other option that I had, like, was like working and my whole life for someone else. And I'm like, I'm not gonna quit until I figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Colton did a really good job in keeping us motivated, you know, and he prepared us. I think it's very important to prepare people and let them know that there's gonna be a lot of failure at the beginning mm-hmm. of your journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was aware that I'm like, if I follow Colton and what he's doing, I'm gonna have the same mm-hmm. lifestyle that he has, you know?
Was there anyone telling you though in this year, like this first year, because you weren't at home, because if you were like living at parents or around the corner from parents or whatever, and they'd heard that you'd been doing all this work and you'd got nothing to show for it for a year, they probably would have been like, why are you doing this? This is stupid. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. And they sow a seed, they plant a seed so small, but it becomes so big that you end up stopping. Do you think living away from family, friends, maybe Italy, whilst you're building the business, do you think that has helped big time?
It's helped because, you know, at the environment, I was surrounded by a lot of successful people. Mm-hmm. But it was really hard for me anyway, because all my life was in Italy. So I didn't really know anybody mm-hmm. here except like a few people. So like all the people that I talked was like my family, my friends, and they all tried to talk me out of it. Even my family, my mom and dad, they told me, what are you doing? You know, like you got to come back, find yourself a safe job. This is not a safe job. You don't have an income. It's only commission. It's too hard, you know, and everybody tried to talk me out of it. Yeah. And I think like I use that as a fuel, you know, for mm-hmm. success, like to prove everybody wrong. Because for me, that's part of my personality. When you're like, when I believe in something, you try to put me down, that only like push me up harder, you know?
Yeah.
That's my personality, so.
No, I think it's absolutely amazing. So after the first year of struggle,
mm-hmm.
when almost everyone quits, let's be honest, if you're watching this or listening, not many people are going to get, because most people go, I'm going to give it a year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a try. And if they don't make it after a year, they quit. And like, then that's it. They've given up all hope. So what happened in the second year?
It's just like consistency. I just like learned the skills and mm-hmm. I became like immune to like negativity and notes.
Nice.
You know, I think like one thing that I can tell from my experience, it's never going to get easier because things didn't change. Like people were negative. People told me no. But I just got stronger. So like I knew where I was going and I had more belief and I knew if I kept going, I was gonna get there. And that was my only way to get the lifestyle that I want. And for me, it's like, this is my life, this is my dreams, and nobody else is gonna tell me how to live my life mm-hmm. and how to, you know, or to mm-hmm. quit on my dreams, mm-hmm. you know?
And now, what's this? It's been 6 years, it'll be 7 years, your 7 year anniversary will be mm-hmm. within this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been into Dubai seven times?
Seven times, yeah.
Seven times?
Seven times.
Like, I've seen you around the world as well, the GoPro events, stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
You go into Eric Worre's house in April, which mm-hmm. is like an invite-only thing. Like, you can't just turn up at Eric's and be like, hey, Eric, I'm a network marketer. Mm-hmm. Like, can I come in? Because there's about four people you need to get past to be able to do that, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, what would you say? Because obviously we talked about manifestation earlier before mm. we were on this call, and you seem to, you know, you manifest being at Eric's, it's happening. You manifest, well, when we last spoke, you said, oh, we want to come to Dubai more. Mm-hmm. Right? You recently got engaged, and you're like, I really want to come to Dubai more. And then today, Well, actually, it will all have happened by the time this is posted out. But hopefully today you'll own property here mm-hmm. in Dubai, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do? Because I'm always fascinated with people who, like, they know, like, they want something and it ends up happening. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you practice anything daily? Is it something that's just in you since this presentation from the Tinder girl and obviously Colton? Or guy, could be a Tinder guy, I don't know, right? I'm kidding. Like, what has it been like how have you got to this situation where you're manifesting all these wonderful things? You know, top income in Italy, huge team in Italy, you know, your income level that it's at now, property in Dubai, you know, all this wonderful stuff. Even how you get engaged, like, you're manifesting all this incredible awesomeness.
True.
How's that happening?
And by the way, don't tell Fraser I manifest this too, like this. one of my keys, it's really like I see things before it happen, and like, you know, if people that know me when I was broke, like, they mm-hmm. would come to my house, they would think I was crazy, because like I was literally working as a busboy at a restaurant full of debt, and I had all these whiteboards all around my house, in the kitchen, literally you could walk, and my house was messy, but you would see all these whiteboards everywhere with mm-hmm. all my dreams, like, I'm gonna make mm-hmm. 20 grand a month, I'm gonna buy a Mercedes, I'm gonna fly to Dubai, I'm gonna invest in real estates, and people would laugh at me. And then after a few years later, I literally had this list, like this whiteboard. I've accomplished every single thing on that whiteboard that I thought it was impossible. I just put, like, I shoot to the moon, you know, I'm like, I don't know if I get there, but I literally accomplished every single thing. And then I met people like 5 years later, say, dude, like, everything that you write on that board, like, I see you doing it. Like, how do you do that, right? And for me, I think it's about, you know, once you have it everywhere, you constantly thinking about it and you visualize it every day and you see yourself. Like, every single day you wake up and you have a reminder. I'm not kidding, I have stuff in my bathroom, like, literally in the mirror, in the actual bathroom, like, she's like, my girlfriend, I took down my fiance, sorry, oh my gosh. I just got engaged, guys. Yeah. Okay, so I gotta get used to it.
It happens a lot.
But when she walked into my house, it's like, you are crazy, like, I've never seen, like, and I literally, about Dubai, I have all this picture of these fancy hotels, like, everywhere in the house, the Burj Al Arab, like, and yesterday we went there for the first time, I'm like,
for your birthday.
For my birthday.
Yeah,
so it's like,
happy birthday as well.
That's the key, you know, like, and another thing that I like to say, you know, is like, I tell people, you know, because we all have challenges in life, we all have problems, you know, but when you have big dreams, your dreams are bigger than your problems, mm-hmm. then you can achieve everything, because I, you know, if your problems are stopping you, it's like, or your challenges, you know, you're making excuse, oh, I can't be successful because this, this, and that. It's just because your dreams are not big enough. Mm-hmm. So when I look around my house and I see my dreams are so big, and then I look at the problem, it looks small, you know?
Yeah, right.
I'm like, that's not, look what I'm gonna leave, look what I'm gonna do, this problem is like, I'm gonna solve it, you know?
It's so funny, right? You just made me think of something really weird that I don't think I've ever shared before. So when we used to do our presentations, my dad would come on and close. He's actually in the other room, but my dad would come on and close. He would share his story as the number one income earner, and this, you know, da 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 da. He would literally write on the board, like, so you have two decisions, yes, and he would write yes, like, huge. The second option is no, and he would write no, like, you couldn't even see it if you were sat there, it just looked like a dot. And it was so funny that everyone would just look at the word yes and think, how am I gonna make this happen? Because that's not an option. And you just made me think of that, just because, you know, I've just got this imagination. I'm sat in your apartment in California, and I'm just seeing kind of like, I don't know, Rain Man equations, like Einstein's boards of all these different things. Some of them are ticked, some of them are there. And I'm just thinking, like, yeah, what, you haven't got written on there scared of heights. You haven't got written on their fear of getting injured in a different way, right? You haven't got, like, fear of this, fear of that, imposter syndrome. You don't write that on the board.
Mm-hmm.
You don't write that on the board. So what goes on the board? Like, what I mean by that is, if you're driving down the road and you see a red Ferrari drive past,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, oh, will you go home and then just write the red Ferrari on the board? Or is it got to really hit you for you to really want to put it on the board? Or is it just like, oh yeah, I like that car, that looks cool, I'll write it on the board?
For me, it's all about feelings, you know, like, I had to feel good about something. Because like, if I see a Ferrari but I don't feel good me inside the Ferrari, I'm not gonna do it. Like, for example, like, this is one thing that I'm gonna manifest right now, and I hope it happens, but with the first time I went to GoPro, like, it was 2017 or 18, I don't remember mm-hmm. exactly. But
I saw you at one of them, didn't I?
Yeah, we met. Like,
it was 18. That was,
it was
18.
Yeah, that's where we met. Mm-hmm. And when the million-dollar people walk on the stage, I literally look at them and I felt good inside. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's me. Like, I'm already there. And then I went home and I still have it on the board. Mm-hmm. I'm going to speak at GoPro, I said, by 2022. So, like, I don't know if this is the year, but I literally wrote that like 6 years ago. Like, actually, I cannot even delete it now because it's been so old on the board. And I'm like, I felt like it's already happened. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to write that on the board. And I see it every day. And I'm like, I don't know how, but mm-hmm. I'm going to make it happen.
And I'll tell you what will happen. And you know it's going to happen. But when it does happen this year, right? Mm-hmm. When it happens this year, whenever it happens, it doesn't really matter the date exactly, but it's going to happen. When you get that award, you get that photo, you walk off and you look at everyone else walking across. As soon as you get home, you're right on the board. Three of my team, and you'll know the people, right? I want da 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 da, because it's weird, like, that you get a better feeling and satisfaction the journey you're on to get on that stage. Once you've had the photo and you look at the award and you're like, oh great, I feel great, now what?
Yeah.
But when you see other people, you got tears down your eyes. You probably walk across the stage with a big smile, like, yeah, I've done it, woo. But when the people who you've brought into this world do it, it's a different emotion, because it's a completely different emotion, and that'll go on the board.
I agree. Actually, you know, I have all the names of my top leaders on my board, and I visualize their success. And you're right about that, because actually this year we had a recognition event, mm-hmm. and a lot of my people went on stage, and I was literally almost crying.
Yeah.
And I didn't even cry for myself, because somehow I already knew what's gonna happen. But when I see other people that I painted for them, and like, you're gonna do that, because I learned from Colton, you know. So now all my top leaders, they heard from me, you're gonna do that, you're gonna walk on stage, you're gonna be, and they've done it now. And I'm like, this already happened. I don't know how to explain, but it's crazy.
Yeah, well, it's also like, you get married and your mom and dad are there. If you're fortunate enough to have your parents, that they're emotional, they've brought you into this world, and you know, you accomplish things. I think it's the same sort of thing. Let's talk about what you just mentioned there about writing your team on the board,
mm-hmm.
because I don't think anyone really does that. Like, I think everyone should, but not many people do, because like, you just random people's names, like, but because they're afraid of getting their heart broken, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we fall in love with the idea of Bob's just joined the team and Bob's gonna get me to the top rank,
right?
And then Bob quits, and it's like, and crossing the name, I think people just don't want to write it on because they don't want to cross it off. But you're seeing their names every single day, multiple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they know, because they know that you've got their name. Like, have you got a very strong connection with your team?
Yes. It's like family for me.
Like family. And they treat you like family, like you treat them like family.
Yes.
So not all of them, right? But like the people who are on mm-hmm. the people that are on the board. So are you writing everyone's name on your board, in your team? Or are you writing the people who are in your, you know, your circle, like the people who are at a certain rank, the people who are communicating with you? Who goes on the board?
I mean, I don't have like a system for that. It's just like I go by feelings, you know. Yeah. Like, if I feel someone is gonna achieve something, or like sometimes I really wanna help someone more than they wanna help themselves. So like I manifest it for them, so I know they need it. And sometimes some of my friends say, oh, I'm not on your board. Why I'm not on your board? So like, that happened too. You know, some people come to my house like, oh, I'm not on your board. Why? So like, I had it, you know, like, but I go by feelings. But can I share a crazy story about that with my team? So like, one of my top distributor, which is going to watch this one, Arturo.
Arturo!
His name is Arturo, he's in Italy.
Is it Italian name?
Yeah, Arturo is Italian. It's my Ciao, number Arturo. One distributor in Italy. Ciao, Arturo.
Ciao,
Arturo. Directly from Fraser. And it's crazy, because when he joined, like, I went to Italy, there was like no events, no seminar, no videos, nobody doing the business.
The language? And was there any material in Italian?
Nothing. There was nothing, and nobody successful in the business. There were like some people that made some sales, but the number in Italy were like, Italy was the last country in Europe in our company. And all I had is my vision, right? And I told Arturo, like, the same thing that Colton told me. Say, hey, if we do this, if we copy what Colton is doing, we're gonna have the largest team, we're gonna do that. And we sit down, and I literally did a presentation, like 20 minutes presentation on Zoom, and he believed in me and he joined, right? But the crazy thing is that one of the first conversation we had with Arturo was like, what are your dreams? Like, what's the craziest thing that you want to do in your life? The first day. And Arturo said, well, like, I told him, if money wasn't a problem, like, I want you to dream the best thing that you can do. And he's like, well, I would be on a tropical island watching the sunset on a boat, drinking champagne, right? That's his dream. And I wrote everything down. I put it on my board, And I said, when Arturo hits top rank, that's what we're going to do, right? And that was my first, like, you know, top distributor that I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm going to... A year and a half later, he hits top rank in the company. We fly to Hawaii. We go on that tropical island. We take that boat. We watch that sunset with that cup of champagne. Mm-hmm. And, like, that was one of the best moments of my life. It was way better than my own success, you know? And that's when I really realized that network marketing is not about my success. It's about helping other people succeed. Mm-hmm. And that's when I really started my team exploded because mm-hmm. I had a switch, you know? So this is not about me. This is about helping others. The more you help others, the more you'll have mm-hmm. what you want. You
know? Well, yeah, network marketing is in three levels. It's egocentric, androcentric, mission. We all join for ourselves, right? You join because you're like, I've got to get out of this hole. I joined because I needed to make $300 to pay off my student loan of $10,000 in 3 years. Then the second level is helping the people around you, like your team. Mm-hmm. The third level is then helping everyone who, you know, that you're on a mission. You're on a mission to raise, you know, vision and mindset and passion and belief. And that's the kind of the whole goal. And I think it's just so cool that you're documenting and you're finding out what people's visions are, what their dreams are, but you're documenting that. So mm. when it happens, and then what's everyone else in the team going to think? What's everyone else going to think? They're going to think, this guy makes their dreams true. This guy helps them realize their visions. And you're also helping them with their vision as well, right? You're pushing right. them a little bit in terms of, like, okay, the yacht's cool. Where is it going to be? Hawaii. Okay, what are we going to do in Hawaii? What time are we going on the boat, right? Sunset. Okay, and what are we going to be drinking when the sun's setting? You know, mojito, the champagne, right? So you're... Because mm-hmm. a lot of people just don't... They have this idea. They put the... Oh, I want a red Ferrari on my vision board. Why? Because it looks cool.
Exactly.
Which red Ferrari? I don't know. I don't really know cars. All right. Good luck with that.
Which, by the way, talking about Ferrari, one of my dreams is a Ferrari. Mm-hmm. And last time I came to Dubai, actually, I rented a Ferrari.
Oh, well done.
Like,
well
because
done.
I need to feel it, how it feels. You know, I drove it around Dubai, and I'm like, and again, I felt like it's already happened already because I dream about it so many. I used to go in Newport Beach. We have a Ferrari dealership, and I used to go there when I was broke. And they didn't even look at me because, like, this guy's in flip-flops. He doesn't even have money, like, to pay for the parking. They didn't even say hi at the Ferrari dealership, you know? Like, the last time when I show up with, like, a Mercedes with a suit, it's like, hey, sir, you know, can I help you, you know? But, like, I just kept going and going and going. Now, the next thing you know, we rented a Ferrari here in Dubai, and I drove it. And I'm like, wow, this feels amazing.
Yeah, I was thought he was going to say, oh, I didn't feel so good. No, I'm kidding. Uh-huh. You feel it, right? You feel the vibrations. You hear the sound. And for some people who are listening, watching, who don't like cars, mm-hmm. they might be thinking, like, oh, you know, like, but... That's it. That doesn't have to be on your dream board. It doesn't have to be on your vision board. And I just think it's so cool that you see it every single day. I think as well, I recommend people getting a digital version and putting it on their phone as well. Like, whatever you want more the most in life, just have it on your screensaver on your phone. Because we look at our phones like nearly 100 times every day, whether we realize it or not. Well, mate, I really appreciate you. I really appreciate the stories you shared, the vulnerability you shared, and the value as well. And I know so many people are going to get massive value. So... The thing is, guys, if you're watching, listening, Gio doesn't know if you got value or not, right? We know that you have, right? Because there's so many great stuff. But please, please, please let me and Gio know. So how you do that, take a screenshot. What's on your device right now? We'll do a smile and a thumbs up. Take a photo of that if you're on YouTube. If you're on podcast, you wouldn't have been able to do that. But yeah, just take a screenshot, post that image or that, you know, the image, a screenshot onto your Instagram stories. Tag me at Fraser Brooks Online and tag Gio at GIORDYROMA. Mm-hmm. And we'll both get the notification and we can cheer you on. We can go see what your visions are, what your dreams are. Just let Gio know how much of a great episode this was, and you're going to take action on some of the stuff that he shared here. But grazie mille.
Prego.
And I look forward to the next time, right?
Thank you so much. And remember, guys, your dreams are bigger than your problems. Remember
yes,
that.
Yes, I love it. Thanks so much. I appreciate it,
Thank
guys.
You.
Kisses, guys.
Let's go.